And if you're talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you could say, has the man already
drugged
it out? And I could say, oh yes, he already
had drugged it out.
Okay. And if we're talking about riding a horse, you might ask me, has that horse ever been
ridden or rode or whatever you would call it?
And I have ever been ridden.
Okay. And I could say, oh yes, the little boy
rode it.
And if we're talking about ringing a bell, you could say, has the bell over there ever been
rung?
Okay. And I could say, oh yes, at 6 o'clock this morning they
rang.
And if we're talking about the rising of the sun, you could say, has the sun already
risen?
Okay. And you might answer me, oh yes, at 6 o'clock this morning it
rose.
And if we're talking about diving into a lake, you can say, has the little boy already
dived?
Okay.
Come here.
Hello.
Hello. How's everybody?
Okay. How are you?
If we're taking a language contest.
Look
at it. How involved is your thing?
There's not too much more. Would it be okay if we finished?
After I see a deer.
Sure.
But man, I don't you kill anybody.
It's a little frightening to just to be out.
Kids, they come home and they want me to go up there. And I said, well, if I start, I might not be able to get there. If I stay at home, I might be here.
Oh, they go so fast.
Yeah, they go
and you don't
fast.
Know that. They go by here sometimes out there on that road 3, racing.
This one right here?
Yeah.
Racing.
Yeah, race.
just seeing which one can get ahead of
them. And when there might be children right around here who could be in the
there had been 7 wrecks. When they come over that hill up there, and when they come over that, well, there's just a one of them run the pole out there one day. It didn't kill none of them, but it knocked the blood out of some of them.
I'm bad.
Broke something about the old car. Well, when I go in, I want to ride where I can look and enjoy it. If you're going to be scared to death, you better stay home. And that's what I do.
Well, even with safety belts, it's not always safe.
Well, you know, in one sense, what if it's against them? Because it might be if they wasn't buckled in there, they might could jump out or get out. But if they buckled in there, they can't move. They just tied in there. I had a son. He went to Hickory. He lives in Lenoir, North Carolina. Went to Hickory down there with one of the men that was over here working. And he asked him to go down there with him. He wanted to go down and see about some business. And so he went down there with him. And Tammy asked him how long he was going to be down. He said, well, he's going to be down there pretty late. He said, well, I can't stay late. But says, I'm going in my car. And then when I get through whatever you want me to do, he says, I'll be ready to go. I can go on home and you can go when you get ready. So he just went on his car and came back and he had a wreck. And it tore up the car and threw him plumb out. He didn't have no safety belt.
Well, you got a gal. She done left you.
She'll be back.
Well, y'all finish that there. On my neck,
guys. On my neck.
And